announcement of a child, the rock. After this, Peter understood how he had two choices. Either accept his daughter's decisions and be happy for her as long as she was happy, or lose his only daughter. So, like any good parent would do, he chose the former. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The Rock was born in Hayward, California, on May 2, 1972. All of his first memories are those of wrestling. Going to his father's shows and practicing his own wrestling moves in the living room when he thought no one was watching. His parents made sure to never shield him from the wrestling world or make it out to be something it was not. Rocky was an amazing wrestler with many talents, and he was proud of this fact. Even more so, he made a great living doing something he loved, and he wanted his son to be proud of him too. For this reason, The Rock was always very close to the family wrestling business. However, Rocky wasn't always a professional wrestler. Actually, him becoming a wrestler was pure happenstance. When he was a teenager, he was a sparring partner to the ever-famous George Foreman for a while. Around the age of 19, a wrestling promoter approached Rocky and asked him if he was interested, to which he initially declined. After he agreed and began training, and because of his advanced athleticism, he caught on quickly. His growing aptness for wrestling, coupled with his extremely good looks, caused his career to take off. It is also wise to remember how Rocky's career took off during a time when audiences were still hesitant about embracing a tough black man. But this didn't stop Rocky from accomplishing groundbreaking achievements. Rocky was not only teamed up with another strong black man named Tony Atlas to become the very first black tag team champions, but Rocky also won the very first intercontinental title through the World Wrestling Federation. All in all, Rocky was a hell of a wrestler and man to boot. Not only this, but he made himself and his career his way. He was unlike most of the black wrestlers who sold out and did degrading things while eyes were on them. And even though it was expected of them, Rocky refused. He didn't agree with how other black wrestlers would do things, such as eat watermelon during their promo. Rocky prided himself on having smart and well-articulated promos. Back in those days, Rocky would come out on stage and hold The Rock's hand and kiss Otta before heading on stage. Things you couldn't do in today's wrestling world. By the time The Rock was 6, he was practicing wrestling moves on the family dog. And when The Rock hit 8, he was attempting to have serious wrestling conversations with his father. Like any parent would, Rocky didn't take his son seriously and assumed he would eventually grow out of it. But as we know, this didn't happen. The Rock's teen years. When The Rock hit his teen years, he hit the ground running. He became serious about working out when he was 13 years old, and by this time, he was also over 6 feet tall. Additionally, The Rock viewed himself very highly, a man among boys. So it's no surprise The Rock garnered a lot of attention. Not just from the ladies, but also from older kids who wanted to prove how they were in fact the biggest and baddest on the block. Add this to having a famous father, and everyone wanted a piece of The Rock. And even though he was never one for starting fights or altercations, he was sure one for ending them. On one particular occasion, when he was staying with a friend from school and his family because his parents were out of town on work-related business, the school rumor mill started and a kid named Billy wanted to take on The Rock. Not wanting to back down from a challenge, The Rock gladly accepted and waited for him after school. But little did he know, Billy wasn't planning a one-on-one fight. No, Billy brought himself and all his friends with him. They proceeded to beat the crap out of The Rock pretty badly and teased him about it for the better part of 2 weeks, until Rocky came home and confronted the boys himself. He told the boys they were cowards to jump his son, and if one of them wanted to fight him one-on-one, they were more than welcome to do so. No one dared accept the challenge, which, needless to say, ended The Rock's problems with those boys. The Rock's first intro to real wrestling. By the time The Rock was in high school, his family had relocated from Hawaii to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This is where he got his very first taste of wrestling. Not the performance wrestling,